Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much. Little Chuck Berry bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Whatever you got going on, opportunity or challenge, you're excited or you're frightened, or your startup, or you're growing, or you're getting rid of your business. Wherever you are on the time continuum, we got something that will help you at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Tamar Jacoby. We're talking about immigration. Folks, this is an issue. This is something that's probably going to happen. There's probably going to be some kind of immigration work, some kind of law of some kind done in the next three and a half years or so. And Tamar is one of the experts in this topic. She's the president of Immigration Works USA. Tamar, in the previous segment, we talked about the history, where things were as of last year, how they got to where we are now. And you said at the break, before we went to the break, that you thought that there was a sea change happening. More and more people are talking about immigration who never talked about it before. What does that mean? Does that mean that we're more likely to talk about things like amnesty, some form of amnesty, some kind of path to citizenship, something like that?
Well, you know, what's interesting is that the whole argument about the path to citizenship has changed. So it used to be the people who were against it were against doing anything for the 11 million immigrants who are here in the country without papers. The people who called dealing with that problem amnesty wanted those people to go home. And the people who wanted to help them wanted to give them some kind of legal status. Now, the people who were against it have almost come around to accepting legal status.
Yeah.
The fight is over whether we should give them citizenship or not. Mm-hmm. So the whole, you know, goal line has moved. It used to be between any help and no help. Now it's between legal status and citizenship. And that's a big change. That means
Help people understand, even though it sounds intuitive, help them understand what the difference is.
Yeah, well, citizenship, you actually get to vote, and
you go through the process of becoming a citizen,
like an immigrant.
Yeah, yeah. Like an immigrant. Would that take a year or so, something like that?
No, that would take like 15 years.
Okay.
Nobody wants to give it to them in a hurry. Everybody assumes.
Okay, so over a long period of time, you'd be put on a path to citizenship.
And many people would not probably take it all the way to citizenship. Some,
right.
Because when they did this last, only about 40% of them actually chose citizenship.
But on that path, as long as they're on that path, they're legitimate. They have legitimate status. The other option is just to make them legitimate, right? Meaning they've got worker permit. What does that mean?
It means worker permit. It probably means right to travel. It means you don't have to be. You can. You're not afraid that the police are going to pull you over.
You can come and go. Go back home and come back.
Yep. You can come and go. Go back home and you can work. That's
yep.
the most important thing.
Right.
And you wouldn't be able to get welfare. You wouldn't be
right.
able to get.
What do you think the Latino community wants?
I think people are mixed. You know, there's some who very much want to be.
It's
citizens.
Not a monolithic in terms of ideology. The Latino community is not monolithic, are they?
It's not even ideology. It's for some, the safety of just pure legal status
right.
is very, very appealing. And they wouldn't want, even if they want citizenship, they wouldn't necessarily want to hold out for a perfect deal
right.
at the expense of the good.
But everybody, whether it was legal or citizenship, everybody would need to come out of the shadows and declare, make themselves known and declare. And so anybody then who didn't declare would be considered to be at odds with the law, right?
That's exactly right. And you'd have to declare, and you'd have to pay your back taxes.
Now, this is the issue you and I have talked about before, Tamar. I don't see the back taxes thing happening.
Well, I agree that it's going to be a paperwork
nightmare. I think that's going to be too. Well, not only that, but I think if let me put it this way, if I'd been in the country illegally for 20 years, which, and I'm sure I know people like that, and now you're going to tell me that I've got to pay my back taxes, I'm going to say I don't have that money. I'm not ever going to have that money.
Oh, yeah. See, I disagree with that. I think they do have the money. They will find the money. This is people's lives. You save, it's like you save up.
Well,
it's got to,
the back taxes has got to be a token thing. It can't be all their back. I mean, it's not like if you and I hadn't filed for 20 years and the IRS comes and gets all of it. I mean, there's got to be something else. But okay, so now then what happens? What happens?
A lot of them have been paying taxes, by the way.
Right,
a lot of them have been paying taxes. But on the taxes, I agree with you. It's going to be very tricky and bureaucratic and difficult.
Right.
But it's such a good sound. You know, it appeals to Americans. You know, they're going to pay their taxes.
Right.
So I'd be surprised if it's not in there.
Right.
So then they come forward. And people who are criminals and who have done bad things won't get it. But then, and so the question is, then what happens at that point? You know, do you just get your work papers and go on about your life, or do you actually get on this path to citizenship where you can vote?
Right.
And that's increasingly the dividing line. No, very few people are now talking about sending them home.
Why don't we just start with making them legal and then move in the direction of citizenship? Why don't we take it one step at a time?
Well, that's the political debate. Where the Democrats have promised them citizenship,
yeah.
You know, some of them, especially the young people, you know, want, and, you know, the young children, the dreamers, they feel they are owed, you know, there's a kind of expectation and entitlement.
Right.
And I think Democrats will use it against Republicans if all we, you know, that's where the politics
is. Yeah, I hope, this is a perfect example of where we don't need to let the perfect become the enemy of the good. Tomorrow, and that's what we got to work on. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk about securing the borders. A lot of people say we can't do what Tamar just talked about until we secure the borders first.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.